Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul. BlakeRadio.com.
Good day. It must be Sunday, boys and girls, because all the families are home today. There's no school or no work, and everyone is just relaxing and getting ready for the next day. Now, bedtime stories, of course, we're so thrilled that you're able to join us with Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories for a family tradition with mommies, daddies, grandmas, nanas, grandpa, poppy, aunts and uncles, babysitters, and people who just care in making bedtime fun.
Well, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we have a special guest today. And we want to thank her so, so much for coming and sharing today at Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. Her name is Jacoba. Tell the boys and girls hello and what you want to be when you get older, Jacoba.
Hi, I'm Jacoba. When I'm older, I'd like to be a money manager.
Wow.
That's a good job.
Lots of fun. And I can tell that she already has leadership skills on the court, so that's exactly why she wants to be a money manager. Right, Jacoba?
Right.
That's great. Is there anyone out there that you would like to say hello to? Or on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, we call it a shout-out. You want a shout-out to your mom, dad, anyone at school?
Yeah, there's a few people. I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom, my dad, my sister, and my brother for listening to me, and for my friend at my school, especially my best friend, Claire and Anjali.
Oh, nice. I know you guys must have so much fun together. And can you tell us what your brother and sister's names are?
Adam and Lila.
Oh, well, hello, Jacoba's friends and mommy and daddy and brother and sister, Adam and Lila. So, of course, we got the shout out to your friends and family. That's great. Aunt Jewel, did you hear all her friends?
I know, she really has quite a bit, and she already has them on warning to listen to her, because I know that she already told them, I want you to hear exactly what I said, and if you have time, you can even call me.
Exactly, they could call in and give any comments that they would like to our wonderful co-host, Ms. Jacoba.
Oh, there she is, and I know that she is going to have so much fun. And she can't wait to read her story, and she's going to be able to do that a little later on. And we're so thrilled that she has already done a shout-out. But I want to know, Jacoba, what do you do special for getting ready to go to bed?
Well, after I have my dinner, I like to take a bath or a shower. Then my mom reads to us, Then I drink some hot milk with honey in it. Then I read, go read to my feet, and I go to bed.
Wow.
That sounds like a great routine.
Really? I wonder if she has any favorite pajamas that she wears. Or a teddy bear.
Well, I do wear these polar bear pajamas that I really love, and I always sleep with a bunny.
Oh, nice. Does Bunny have a name?
Bunny.
Bunny the Bunny. I like it.
And I wonder how old that bunny is, because, you know, Starfish, I have a daughter, and she has a special little teddy bear. Well, actually, it's a little dog, and it's been around for a long time, a lot of loving, just like Velveteen Rabbit. So how old is your bunny?
Same age as me, 10.
Oh, wow. So you guys can share birthdays on the same day.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, Starfish, that we have the theme of being sick. Talking about pajamas.
Yes. Well, when Jacoba was telling me about her polar bear pajamas and being all nice and cozy, that reminded me of whenever I'm feeling sick, that's what I like to bundle up in a blanket and make sure, and you said warm milk, those are perfect things to have when you're sick. And that reminds me of a song called Sneezing by the Biscuit Brothers. Would you like to hear it, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, definitely.
Would you like to hear it, Jacoba?
Yes.
All right. Here we go, boys and girls.
You know, one of the most interesting things about being a tiny scarecrow on a musical farm, besides the fact that I actually like crows, is dealing with my hay fever. Yep. Stuffed with hay and allergic to hay. Uh-oh. Feel an attack coming on right now. Nobody panic! I have an itch right on my nose. This particular itch is combined with a twitch and it's starting to grow. Now it's a tickle that won't go away. So I hurriedly hop for my handy white hanky and hastily say, comes a sneeze. Everybody beware. A terrible tornadic sneeze. We have to prepare. Somebody help.
It's time to see the season come.
That's it. False alarm. Sorry. The sneeze didn't come. Where did it go? How did I appease the apocryphal sneeze that was waiting to blow? Oh wait, the itch is back on the nose. And now the tickle and eyes start to water. Here comes the show. It's gonna be big. There's no holding back. Here comes a masterful musical sneezing attack.
This is the wonderful sneezing song.
Achoo, achoo, achoo.
Cover your noses and sneeze along.
Achoo, achoo, achoo.
It's the best thing to do when you need to.
Achoo.
Sing the wonderful sneezing song.
This is the wonderful sneezing song.
Achoo, achoo, achoo.
Cover your noses and sneeze along. Some sneezes honk, some sneezes crow, some folks sneeze just like a cuckoo and always do three in a row. Some sneezes are short, some are profound, some are so strong that when they come along lift you off of the ground. Some sneeze as you please, there's no right or wrong.
Let's all lift our nostrils together and sneeze along. This is a wonderful sneezing song.
Achoo, 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 achoo.
cover your noses and sneeze a lot. It's the best thing to do when you need to sing the wonderful sneezing song.
The heat of that one. Interesting. Don't spread a disease. Always cover your sneezing.
Sing the wonderful sneezing song.
It's the best thing to do till the sneezing is through.
Sing the wonderful sneezing song.
Wow. That was the Biscuit Brothers.
All the different types of sneezes. Imagine sneezing like a cockatoo. That sounds difficult, but do you know if you're tired or if you have allergies or if you're feeling sick? Do you feel differently or do you feel any of those? Did you ever have any of those sneezes that you were talking about?
Yeah, sometimes when I'm sick, I have a little bit of a loud sneeze.
Oh, really? Do you sneeze 5 times every time?
No, that's my brother.
Oh.
You sneeze 3.
3? Oh, my goodness. And that could be trouble for everyone. I know how it feels. You don't feel good. You want to stay at home. And you can't see your friends because they're all at school. What did you feel like when you had to miss school and you were staying home? What did your mom do? What did your dad do? Did they make you feel better?
My dad's usually out of the house. My mom usually stays home with me. I usually read a lot and maybe watch a movie or two.
Oh, nice. That sounds so cozy. I know she must take care of you. Now, you know, boys and girls, I think that song really explained everything what it Jacoba just explained to us perfectly. Don't you think so, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, yeah. It lets you kind of know the difference between if you have an allergy or if you're sick, because sometimes you might not be sick and you have an allergy and you're sneezing, just like what Jacoba said, and you're going, wow, is it contagious?
I know. You don't want to spread the germs. Oh, no, boys and girls, we can't forget to brush our teeth and get ready for bed. Jacoba, is it too early for you to brush your teeth, or when do you brush your teeth?
I brush my teeth at 8:40 because I go to bed at 9.
Oh, because you're the oldest sibling, so I know that you are responsible. And you get to stay up a little bit later than your brother and sister, right?
Not usually.
I know, especially 8:45 on a school night.
You're so lucky. Sorry, Jacoba, what'd you say?
I brush my teeth at 8:40. I go to bed at 9.
Oh, nice. And boys and girls, I don't know if you know this, but Jacoba has twin siblings. Did you know that, Aunt Jewel?
No, I didn't. I didn't even know that. When she mentioned that she had brothers or siblings, I didn't know whether they were twins or what.
Yeah.
For two different ages.
And she takes care of them very, very well. So, boys and girls, I think I hear kids yawning. Is anyone at your house, Jacoba, yawning right now?
I just yawned when you said it.
Oh, my goodness. So I don't have to ask, are you sleepy yet? I think so.
No.
Is it getting dark? Is it dark out where you are, Jacoba?
Yes.
Oh, that means almost bedtime. But I know, Jacoba, you said sometimes you take a bath or a shower, and sometimes boys and girls, they have little toys in their bathtub. So that reminds me of a little song about rubber duckies, because I like to have rubber duckies in my bathtub. What, Aunt Jewel?
I'd love to hear it.
Oh, yes. Here we go, boys and girls.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rub-a-ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rub-a-ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet. Rubber ducky, come over here. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rub-a-ducky, you're so fine. I'm awfully fond of rubber ducky. I love a whole pond of rubber ducky. I'm awfully fond of you. Time for bed.
Wow. That was a fun rubber ducky song.
Right, especially by the Cedarmont kids.
Exactly.
They definitely explain what it's like to make sure that you brush your teeth when you're getting ready to go to bed. She went through all the stages that you needed to be able to clean those teeth, get your favorite toy, get your towel, dry yourself off, because your body is getting tired and needs, it's all worn out.
Exactly. And boys and girls, our great co-host has gone over what she does to prepare for bed. She has her favorite pajamas. She brushes her teeth at 8:45. Oh, 8:40. And, Jacoba, do you ever have, while we're speaking of books and storytelling, does your mom ever read you books, or do you read your books to your little brother and sister?
She reads us books almost every night.
Oh, that's good. Real good.
She reads us The Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, wow. Mm. That sounds like great.
It is.
That is great. And definitely you need the proper amount of rest right after you get that story told to you, then it's off to dreamland, right, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, yes, and speaking of stories, you have a very nice one, because people don't know that everybody or everyone or anyone can get sick.
Exactly. How do you know if you're sick with the flu or your body is reacting and you have allergies?
I don't know, but I think Mrs. Malarkey, who doesn't live in room 10, can tell us.
Mrs. Malarkey, that's my favorite book, boys and girls. Are you ready for me to read my bedtime story, Aunt Jewel?
I'm ready.
Jacoba, are you ready to listen to my bedtime story?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Well, boys and girls, this story is called Miss Malarkey Won't Be In Today by Judy Fentler. Our publisher is Walker and Company. Here we go, boys and girls. Miss Malarkey wrote on her wall, "To all my children, Todd and Susan, Lauren and Jim, and the children of Patterson School, to all my children, give them all A's." I wonder why she wrote a note on the wall. "I couldn't go to school this morning, not with a fever of 103.2. I had to call Principal Wiggins. Principal Wiggins doesn't like it when a teacher calls in sick. Then he has to find a substitute, and he hates finding substitutes." Oh, my goodness. I can imagine Principal Wiggins looking all over for great teachers. I know it must be hard. Oh, and the last substitute he found for Miss Boba's class didn't exactly work out. Oh, my goodness. "My poor class. What if he calls Mr. Doberman? That guy is so tough. He scares me. Discipline, kids. That's what I tell you. Discipline. Oh, and I hope he didn't call Mr. Limoncello. Mr. Limoncello is such a nervous man. Sometimes my kids can be a handful. Hey, he'll be scared. If they let the iguana out of the cage, let's do it to Mr. Limoncello. Ha! He'll never be able to handle them in music class. They'll crank up the volume. They'll dance on the desk, and they'll swing from the light. Oh, gosh. Oh, and when they have art class, when they have art, they just go crazy. They'll paint the ceilings and the floor. Mr. Limoncello will be two shades of blue. And then they'll ask to go to the bathroom all at the same time. At the same time, I'm telling you, boys and girls. The fire department will be called to stop the flood. They'll have to save Mr. Limoncello. I can just imagine him going through the hallways with all the water. I have to go to school right now. Everyone looks okay. Better than I imagined. Better behaved than they are from here. Oh, my butt. Oh, the bell. Oh, my head. Miss Malarkey, where were you today? Did Mr. Wiggins make you sit out here? Oh, no. Kids, I didn't feel very well today. But I was worried sick about everybody. We're fine, but you look terrible. Feel her head. Maybe she needs an ice pack. Let's take her to the nurse in case she needs to throw up. Oh, my goodness. Don't worry, Miss Malarkey. You just stay home and rest up. And if Miss Burper is our teacher tomorrow, we'll take care of everything. Oh, no. Not I'm a burper. The end.
Wow. Who knew that the teachers also get sick? I wonder if
I know.
Dad gets sick.
Jacoba, have you ever had a teacher get sick and bring in a substitute?
Yeah, I've had almost every single one of my teachers have been sick at one time of the year.
Oh, wow. And how was it with the new teacher?
Well, I usually have this really nice substitute named Liz.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really nice. But sometimes we have this substitute named Rondi. He was nice, too. And those are the two substitutes we've had so far for my whole
life. They sound like great substitutes.
Certainly do. I wonder, you know, with that, don't you think maybe we need to play another song again? Sick of Being Sick by Paul Rodgers?
Oh, yes. Sick of Being Sick. Here it goes, boys and girls. Sick of Being Sick by Paul Rodgers.
Sick of being sick, sick of feeling yucky, feeling like my lucky stars are doing what they should. I'm feeling kind of blue, looking kind of pasty, hoping for a hasty turn around back to feeling good. But I do believe I'm feeling a little better when you're singing me a silly song. I'm sick of being sick, sick of being sick. I won't be sick for long. But I'm sick of being sick, sick of being sick. Feeling kind of crummy, feeling crummy. Something in my tummy might be heading for the sink. I didn't go to school, didn't go to school. Just lying on the sofa. A little better when you sit and hug me tight. I'm sick of being sick, sick of being sick, but I'll be alright. You know, everything's a funny sound. I don't want my friends around. I'm just a cranky head. I don't want to run and play. Think I'd really rather stay in my bed instead. I'm sick of being sick, I'm sick of being sick. It started with the fever. Mommy says believe her when she says I need my rest. I guess I'll go to sleep,
gonna go to sleep.
Try a bit of dreaming,
try a bit of dreaming.
With a little steamer steaming all night just might be what's best. And I do believe I feel a little better when you tuck me in at night. I'm sick of being sick, I'll be alright,
gonna be alright.
Yeah, I'm sick of being sick,
sick of being sick,
but I'll be alright.
Sick of being sick, boys and girls.
And you know what happens, because you just get so bored of watching so much television, of reading so many books, doing nothing, not being able to play with your friends, not being able to go outside, you just get sick of being sick. And just to be able to make sure that we even talk about that some more, we have a story. Starfish, are you ready? Are you ready this new co-host, this youth co-host, this 10-year-old co-host, to read us a story by...
I'm so excited.
Yes. It is, she's going to read this book by, the name of it is Farm Flu. Do we know who's going to read that story?
Jacoba, and who's the author, Jacoba?
Yes.
I can't wait to hear your book.
Neither can I.
Are you ready? Well, you can start anytime. The boys and girls are ready.
I'm ready. By Teresa Batman. My mom is a farmer, so am I. We work the farm through wet and dry. But it was likely just as well that mom was out of town a spell. When marching through the morning, I heard the milk cow moo. Ka-choo! Poor thing, I said, you've got the flu. I'd never help a sickly cow. I just know how to milk and plow. But I knew that I knew what my mom would do if it were me who had the flu. I tucked the Gurunzi into bed with tissues for her stuffy head. I brought her hot alfalfa tea and fluffed her pillows hourly. I knew just what my mom would do if it were me who had the flu. The TV room became a coop. I brought them bowls of barley soup. The barnyard called with chores to do, but then the piglet squealed. Achoo! I knew just what my mom would do if it were me who had the flu. I popped the piglets into the tub and gave them all a belly rub. Then just when I was almost through, the turkeys gobbled out, ka-choo! I knew just what my mom would do if it were me who had the flu. They changed the channel, asked for snacks, said popcorn helped them to relax. They got out chess and checkers, too. And then the donkey brayed. Ka-choo! That night I didn't get much sleep. My room was underneath the sheep. The house was filled with cluck, oink, moo. How odd they all should catch the flu. The next day I arose and yawned. The house was still as morning dawned. I stopped. I listened. No. Ka-choo! I knew just what my mom would do. I knew just what my mom would do if it were me who had the flu. The attic had a little room. I cleaned it up and with a mop and broom and settled on my woolly guests while urging them to get some rest. Ooh. I knew just what my mom would do if it were me who had the flu. Recalling on the back porch swing, he asked for some of everything, and then a wild and woolly cry arrived and loudly baaed, ka-choo! Too sick to be outside, I see. Then you're too sick to watch TV. No toys, no games, just stay in bed. No popcorn, you'll have mush instead. A miracle, they all were cured. They hurried out without a word, and galloped into the barn with glee, recuperating magically. I followed but my steps were slow. I felt like half-baked sourdough. Relieved the end was now in view, I stumbled, blinked, and sneezed. Ka-choo! They quickly treated me for flu, exactly as my mom would do. Ka-choo! The end.
Wow, Dakota, you did a great job.
You did, with all those sneezes.
And I can just imagine all those animals sneezing and the rubbing of the bellies. Wow. That was great, Dakota.
Thank you.
That really was. It's real exciting, too. Your voice just was so animated. I couldn't wait to hear what the other farm animal was going to be. And I think, of course, I want to know who in your family has the most remedies when you get sick. Who's the one that says you should do this or you should do that?
My mother. Easy peasy.
What is she trying to do?
Well, she usually says, you should stay in bed and eat this, like, soup or something. Then she lets me watch the movie and she snuggles with me.
Oh, how nice. Snuggling, that sounds so great.
And you know, Starfish, you know mommies will always say, stay in bed.
Oh, yes, of course. You need to save your energy.
I wonder, boys and girls out there, are you sleepy yet? Are your eyes still open? Is Grandpa, is he still wide awake too? Well, we want to thank you for joining the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. And, of course, Star, what do we have? Another song.
We have a new song, boys and girls. I had a great, I very much enjoyed the story by Miss Jacoba. And
oh,
now
so
we have a song called Sick of Being Sick by Shana and Doily.
She put us in the mood. Come on, another song.
I'm sick of being sick.
Oh, I think that's the same one.
Oh, I just loved you so much. I wanted to see if we were listening with our listening skills, and I know, Jacoba, you knew from the instant that you already heard that song.
Yeah, I
And you know what? I think that some of the boys and girls and some of the moms and dads are probably showing a little bit of being sleepy, too, by another song, and then maybe we can find the other Sick of Being Sick.
The Sick of Being Sick. How about our Sick of Being Sick by Paul Roger?
Right.
Oh, yes. Here we go, boys and girls. I got you again.
Are you listening?
I think we're sick of being sick that we keep playing the same song. Well, boys and girls, we're going to have to jump right back into our many, many stories.
Well, before we do that, I think that some of the boys and girls and some of the moms and dads are probably even yawning right now. They're trying to keep their eyes open.
Me too. How are you feeling, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, I'm feeling like I'm a little tired and really would like to hear what the Kangaroo Kids have to say.
Oh, the Kangaroo Kids. They're my favorite. We always play the Kangaroo Kids on Aunt Jewel. Boys and girls, are you ready to listen to the Kangaroo Kids?
But I don't think that Jacoba is heard.
Because yawning is what we do when we become tired. Here, boys and girls, Yawning by the Kangaroo Kids.
Hey, mate. You know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it.
Oh.
There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. Ay, 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 ay.
I can't stop yawning. Troubles are for me. Friends think I think they're boring. Just cause they see me yawning. When a yawn comes, there's all a warning.
We need something to wake us up. Mexican hat.
Oh.
Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means. Ay, ay, ay.
Yawning's contagious. Let's be courageous. Join in the
Are you yawning on Jewel?
I am. I'm trying to keep my eyes open. I feel like I need to put toothpicks to stop them from trying to close.
Oh, my.
I just want to know, Jacoba, who is the first one to fall asleep in your family?
Huh. I'm the last one. I know that for a fact. My father. My father.
He's the first one?
Usually. No. Adam or Lila is.
Oh.
Then he'll fall asleep.
Oh, they're the first ones to go to dreamland.
Because I know that some grandmas and grandpas and daddies are trying to wait to see if the boys and girls lower their eyelids. Because some of the dads especially want to get to the television set and watch some of the football games or baseball games.
It's my dad.
Starfish, how did we know? And then the mommies are just playing there and they're just folding the clothes or just playing with your hair and just waiting a little bit. Which one?
I said, that's my mom.
Oh, how did we know? How did we know this? And especially after reading that story, I know that she knows that after the end of the story, that at least two or three of you should be asleep, especially the twins.
Right.
And when the twins are asleep, what is the favorite song that we always play, Starfish, when they're asleep? By Kareem Bailey Ray?
Yes, I was just about to say that definitely parents are always caring for us, which is great. Jacoba told us that her mom tucks her in and snuggles and stays with her until she feels better. And it's just caring parents. And they treat you just like a star, special and bright. And boys and girls, I like to play our favorite song here on Blog Talk Radio, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, called Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Ray. It's a song that we always play on the radio show, and I would like Jacoba to hear it. Here we go.
Good night, Christopher.
Just like an angel of the pain, you have appeared to my life. Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands. Only to love you. Still I wonder why. Do it all the time.
Right, Casey and Ashley are trying to stay awake too.
You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive. When everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been way too long. Don't find a
night, Lance Adam.
Duncan and Jake are already gone.
We're able to make sure that all the parents are extremely happy because their little ones, their loved ones, have fallen asleep just in time for the game, just in time for that great show that Mommy wants to watch. Just in time before Poppy drops the book in his on his lap.
And rocking on his rocking chair.
Oh, yes, you're definitely, definitely right. That always happens. And I have a quick little book that I want to be able to do for the children on the West Coast and the international kids who are still up because my work isn't 100% done. I just want to read this story, and after we finish that, you know what story that we want to end with after that.
Well, you love to share books with children from all over the world.
I certainly do. I certainly do. And Jacoba, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, so we still haven't finished. We're still not 100%. Starfish. So
yeah,
let's go.
We have some more work to do.
We certainly do. We certainly do. Now we'll just play this one little song to talk about. Aware, aware is Huckleberry Bear. Now a lot of children can't go to sleep until they find that bear that they need. Where, aware is Hucklebuggle Bear. I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He is such a funny bear. He is snacking on toast and honey, making crumbs with Betty Bunny. No, he isn't the Betty Bunny. Huckle Bunkle knows it's bedtime, but this happens every night. I can't go to bed without him. It's just not right. Where, oh, where is Huckle Bunkle Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time to go to bed. I bet you boys and girls, you do the same thing too. He is such a silly bear. Is he bouncing on his belly on the sofa with Ellie Nelly? No, he isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly, and he's not even snacking with Betty Bunny. Is he making lots of noise with Woolly Lamb and other toys? No.
isn't playing with Woolly Lamb. He isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly. He isn't even snacking with Bunny Bunny. It's way past Huggle Bunny's bedtime. I'm starting to feel sleepy. I can't go to bed without him. It's much too dark and creepy. Where, oh, where is Huggle Bunny Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time to for bed. He's such a naughty bear. It's way past Huggle Bungle bedtime, and I'm feeling worried now. I can't go to bed without him. I don't think that I know how. Where, oh, where is Huggle Bunny Bear? I can't find him anywhere. He always hides when it's time for bed. He's such a troublesome bear. He is splashing in the tub, blowing bubbles with Rubble Dub. No, he isn't splashing with Rubble Dub. He isn't playing with Woolly Lamb. He isn't bouncing with Ellie Nelly. He isn't snacking with Betty Bunny. It's way past Uncle Bunny's bedtime, and now I'm feeling sad. I don't want to go to bed without him. It makes me feel so bad. I know where there's Huggle Bunny Bear. And here are all the other toys. I think they must be fast asleep, so shh, let's not make any noise. Night-night. And
wow.
I want to say goodnight. And I think we have some new friends, too.
We do. Our new co-host and great friend, Jacoba.
Thank you.
Here on Outdoor Bedtime Story, we love making new friends. And Jacoba, I know with your wonderful story, shines very, very brightly, and many boys and girls love listening to you.
And it was nice of Catherine Sully, who wrote the book on Where, Oh, Where is Huggle Buggle Bear, put some of the kids asleep on the west side. I think we have just about everybody. I think it's 98%. And because we... 98%!
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Almost there.
Right, we are. And we try every week to try to get 100%.
Exactly. And we always love to say, you have a friend on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories.
And we want to thank you for joining Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories.
Boys and girls, that reminds me of my favorite closing song, You Got a Friend, by Randy Newman, Oscar and Emmy winner.
And thank you. I just want to thank you, too, Starfish, for stepping in and playing a good job and bringing a wonderful friend.
Oh, yes. Jacoba, is there anyone you would like to say goodnight to?
Yes, I would like to say goodnight to my grandma. I call her Oma. My brother, my sister, my father, and my mother, and all my friends that are listening to me.
Oh, wow.
To attend day school. CDS.
Oh, wow.
Good night to the school.
What a special, special way to go to sleep after listening to stories by Jacoba, Aunt Jewels, and Starfish.
And also for the boys and girls who may be sick in bed, and hopefully they'll be up in time to be able to go to school tomorrow. And they'll also know the difference between allergies and being really, really sick.
And I know Lila and Adam are going to get better soon because Jacoba knows what to do.
Yes, I do.
Wasn't that something that here... We were talking about getting sick, and her brothers are sick.
Yep, our brothers and sisters are not feeling well, but they have great energy and are going to get back into the game.
And they'll want to hear this special song, too, because they're our friends, because they're friends, because they're the sisters, because they're the brothers of Jacoba, they're friends with us.
Oh, yes, the brothers and the sisters, Lila and Adam, you are our friends, too. So, this is You Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am.
Good night.
But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy. And if the years go by, a friendship will never die.
Thank you so much, Chris.
You're going to see if I can't stop me.
Jacoba, thank you.
You got a friend in me.
Thank you for having me.
You got
of course.
A friend in me.
And we want to have her again, don't we, Starfish?
Oh, yeah. Not today.
Good night, boys and girls, and we're looking forward to seeing you next Sunday. So make sure that you get plenty of rest so that we won't have to play Sick of Being Sick song for you. Oh, was someone okay?
Yes.
Sick of being sick.
Right, right. Maybe we have to do a song on choking.
On coughing.
Good night, boys and girls. And the West Coast, you're probably just still in the middle of your day.
Here on Blog Talk Radio, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, we would like to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
See you next week.